Om Shanti. The magic of blessings. Today is 21st January 2018, Sunday. Today's blessing is, may you be an instrument, one who acts and make the biggest of all tasks easy with the awareness of Karavanhar, one who inspires. Explanation. Bab Dada himself becomes Karavanhar and carries out the biggest task of establishment through you instrument Karanhar children. The father and the children are combined in the term Karan Karavanhar. It is the children's hands and the father's task. It is only you children who have received the golden chance to extend your hands. However, the experience you have is that the one who is inspiring you makes you into instruments and enables you to do everything. In every action, he is your companion as Karavanhar. So, Baba has used this one word, Karan Karavanhar. This probably comes only and only in Sikh literature. This is not mentioned in any other religion. And even in Sikh literature, in Saptapadi, in Sukhmani Sahib, for the first time probably it was used in the third Saptapadi of total 24 Saptapadis. So, this one word, Karan Karavanhar, two things are included in this word. One is Karanhar and another is Karavanhar, the one who is inspiring you to do and another who is doing. So, in fact, the one who is doing has become a medium, a channel, through which the other person is acting. So Baba is saying, if you just remember this one word, in this one word, Karan Karavanhar, father and you are combined. If you just remember this one word, and it is only you children who have received this golden chance to extend your hand. It is his task, but your hands. I told once before also, once in Europe, they found out a statue of Jesus Christ, and that statue did not have hands because it was destroyed during wars. The enemies had come and the Islamic invasion in between, and they destroyed all the churches and they destroyed all the statues. One of the statue which was found centuries later was this, a Jesus whose hand was broken because it was destroyed by those assailants. So now they decided what to do with it. Statue was there, butt was there, this whole thing was there, but hands were not there, arms were not there. So they decided, let us construct by cement and all other material, we will reconstruct arm. But then some people were against. They said, no, this is against the principles of religion. It has to be what it is. Then they thought and thought and thought, and some theologians and some believers and some Christians came together, and then ultimately one thing was decided. And that was such a beautiful idea. You can find that diagram on internet. They kept the statue of Jesus, and below it they wrote, "You are my arms." They wrote, "You are my arms." God is saying to all the children, "You are my children and you are my arms." Here Baba is saying, "You are my arms." It is father's task, but you are father's arm. He is doing his task through you. He doesn't have arms of his own. So he has appointed you, he has chosen you, he has picked you up from the world to do his task. So here, this is such a beautiful word coming from the Sikh literature, Karan Karavanhar. Six things are included in this one word. In Hindi, in English, we are nowadays using the selfie too much. Selfie. S-E-L-F-I-E. All the six things are included in one word, Karan Karavanhar. Whenever you say, I am Karanhar and he is Karavanhar, there is a feeling of surrender. Samarpan. Surrender is included in this. You are surrendering yourself within. When you are saying that, I am not the doer. He is the doer. He is doing through me. You have become that divine channel. You have become that divine medium through which the divine providence, through which the divine is working. It's not nothing of his, your own. You are just a medium. And it is he is who is filling you. You are the bottle and he is filling his wine in that bottle. You are just the medium. Wine is his. Words are his. You are sitting, but the words that are flowing out from your mouth are not yours. The music that comes out from you is not yours. Today Baba has said you are spiritual singer. The spiritual singer sings the song, but that song is not his, but the song is flowing from above. You are spiritual painting. Spiritual painting is painting the picture of angels through Buddhi Yoga, yoga of the intellect. But the picture is not his because it is coming from above. You are spiritual artist. Whatever you are doing, arts, that is his. You are just the medium. You are spiritual dancer. You are dancing, but you don't know how the dance is coming. Because the dancer and the dance have become one. That's what Michael Jackson has said somewhere. When I dance, a stage had come once in my life. While dancing, I felt as if I am not dancing. As if dancing and I have become one. As if that ecstasy that surrounded me suddenly. And I realized my symphony with the universe. My oneness with the cosmos. So you are the mill master. But the material is his. You are the mine master. But the treasure is his. You are the spiritual businessman. But all the wares, all the materials, all the paraphernalia you have, none of the things is you, none of the goods is yours. You are just made to sit there. This feeling is known as Karan Karavanhar. He is doing through me. So there is a feeling of surrender. E, egolessness. You are not egoistic here. You are not showing, I am doing this, I am doing that, I do this, I am doing that. Nothing. The moment you say, I am Karanhar and he is Karavanhar, there is an inherent feeling of humility, humbleness, egolessness. That egotism, that egoism is gone. That I, which is shouting all the time, I, has been humbled. The capital I has become small I. And that small I is even disappearing in that divine I. So, egolessness, nirankarita, the word nirankarita, the word egolessness is included when you say that I am Karanhar and he is Karavanhar. L, loving remembrance. The moment you say, as Baba has said in today's blessing, here Father becomes combined with you. You don't have to remember him otherwise, separately. Because you are unified, you are united, you are combined. You are linked with him in his remembrance. So remembrance is included in this. And this is one thing which you can do even whilst working, moving around, doing your job, doing your seva, doing your duties, doing karma yoga. This Karavanhar, Karan Karavanhar itself word signifies karma yoga. It's nothing that you sit, then only you do. No, this is for karma, so it's so beautiful. Because remembrance is included in that. Karan Karavanhar. Then, F, that is showing your deep faith, nishchay. When you showing, means you have surrendered to the such an extent that you know that what he will do for you. You have such a faith that you know that he will never do any harm to you. Otherwise there is a fear, there is insecurity. Always that trepidation within the mind, always that feeling of unsureness. But here you have faith. And that's why you have surrendered. And that's why you have become egoless. And that's why there is a loving remembrance. So it is a faith. Nishcha is included in the word Karan Karavanhar. I am Karanhar. He is Karavanhar. He is the doer. I am just the medium, the instrument. Then I is instrument. You get that feeling of sense of being an instrument. You have to fill this, our intellect, with this one word, instrument, instrument, instrument. I am instrument, I am instrument, I am instrument. He is making these things do through me. Now he has made me instrument, but if he wants, he can make somebody else also. He has chosen me. That is my fortune. So let me be an instrument and let me do his task. In today's Murli Baba has said, you have to give, you have to distribute fortune. Distribute fortune. You, just as those Brahmins, they distribute, they give vidya, learning, knowledge. You distribute fortune. I was thinking, whilst reading this Murli, today's Murli, Baba has always said, give, 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 dan, dan, dan. And we always say that, what are the greatest dans? What are the greatest donations? In the worldly, the highest of the donation is knowledge. Today's Murli Baba said they donate water, they donate land, and they donate clothes, but then they will never remain satiated. Always you will lack something, always there will be dearth of something. But here, then there is the greatest of donation is knowledge. But then here we are taught there is little more donations, like powers, like virtues. But out of all the donations, which is the greatest of all the donation? Bhagya. Fortune. Because when you give bhagya to somebody, he gets everything. He will get power, he will get virtue, he will get knowledge, and all, not to talk of those smaller things of the world. All those things will be added unto it. So this is such a revealing point, such a new thing, that the greatest of all the donation is donation of fortune. Just as this Brahma was the bestower of fortune and he donated fortune, he bestowed fortune, you also do the same. Because you are Brahman Choti, because you are like diamonds, because you are greater than those deities also. You are Hira, Brahman Choti, greater than deities. This is your glory. This is how you are eulogized in the world as deities. So, instrument. And last E, embodiment of all virtues. You become the very embodiment of everything when you have this feeling of Karanhar, and Karavanhar is making me do everything. So, remember this word today. Om Shanti.